My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're going to talk about a topic . What is the name of the topic?
The purpose of eating.
The purpose of eating.
And manner of health.
And the manner of health. Wait. Think. Okay. If a person is going to talk, you're going to give him a recipe? No. I'm serious. We have to learn how to think. If a person going to introduce a topic, make it step by step. By this way, the person can think. The topic is, what is the purpose of eating? Does anybody know what the purpose of eating?
To survive.
One person said to survive. What else? To regain energy.
Nourish our body.
To nourish our body. What else?
To nourish our body in order to worship Allah.
We eat. I can add to that.
Okay, what happened is to nourish our body to worship Allah better. Why? Because the main fundamental belief in us in this earth is according to what Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create men or the son of Adam and jinn except to worship me. By this way, all our action, all our surviving in this earth for one purpose is to worship Allah. By this way, a Muslim, why I'm eating? I am eating to worship Allah. To gain energy, to survive, to better my health, to worship Allah better. What about the enjoyment of the food? It is a gift from Allah. To remember Allah. But can I become a slave to the desire of food and forget the purpose? Yes. And the majority of people today, they worship the food. They worship what they eating. Why? This is why you find out today, with all respect to you, and may Allah forgive all of us, and all the female women and all the Muslim, is we spending almost third of our life in a kitchen, between in the market buying and in the kitchen cooking and in the time of eating and in the bathroom. By this way, if you divided couple of hours in the market, 2-3 hours in the kitchen, 1 hour eating and munching and talking, and the rest in the bathroom cleaning. By this way, this take care about almost one third of your life. Because almost you become devoted yourself to your food, okay, approximately 8 hours a day. You're eating 3 times a day, some people 5 times a day. How many times you eat acid? 7? No? 3? Mashallah, 3 times a day. Somebody one time, he told me 7, you know. By this way, you know, imagine if you eat 7 times a day, every time for half an hour. If you eat 3 times a day, by this way, we're losing time. And we lost the purpose of eating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Quran, many verse about not eating exactly, but eat from the goodness and the kindness of your Lord and thanking me. By this way, eating, it is related to thank Allah, to remember Allah, and to worship Allah. This is the main purpose of eating. What else? What else?
Manner of health, fitness, and exercise.
Again, you're stuck. We're not in the title.
Oh. It is part of the
title. I'm talking about the title now. What is the relationship between what we're talking about and the journey of Iman? What kind of a student am I? Am I sleeping in the beginning of the session? And I'm still stuck in what I like, which is a label. What we're talking about now? What we're talking about? The journey of Iman. The relationship between eating and journey of Iman. It's a big relationship. Because my journey of Iman, meaning how I can be in a state of worship in my life. Sometime or all the time? All the time. By this way, if I take part of the food out, meaning I lost. Because I'm building desire. And building desire is strengthening my weakness. And I become part-time a slave to something else rather than Allah. And this is why it brings habits. How many people have certain habits of eating certain food in certain way? And they have to eat it certain way at certain time. You see, the stomach, like the heart. The heart has a place to fulfill it either with good deed or bad deed. To fulfill it with goodness or badness. Angel or shayateen, remember Allah or nonsense and be with shayateen. Similar as a stomach. I can feed my stomach and become a slave to me, or my stomach become my lord and I'm obeying my stomach. According to my stomach and my desire want, I give. And this why the Prophet ﷺ, before he died, he advised, I will leave after my ummah, the first innovation will happen in the deen of Islam, will be what? Feeding the stomach, and the belly become bigger. Because in the time of the companion, this was not there. No companion, male or female, was overweight. No companion, male or female, was heavyweight or eating too much, except a few, not too much. And also some of the sign, they said, if you see them, you can distinguish between a companion and non-companion by lifting the skin of his hand up. If the skin do not be lifted, he's a companion. Do you know what this meaning? He has no meat. The skin close to the bone. When a person is so skinny, you cannot lift his skin. Stuck. You see? Where it coming from? They have no time. They have no time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised Aisha. He said, O Aisha, do not give your desire what you want. And otherwise, it will be your master. What else? He advised her also, do not sleep after eating. Otherwise, it harden the heart. Also, one of the manner of the Prophet is to walk after eating for approximately minimum 200 feet. By this way, most of the advice is not to eat and go to sleep. What else?
The effect of these in our social life.
What's the effect of eating in our social life? From Islamic perspective, of our daily life and regular life. If you look at it, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you have a guest, give him of whatever you have and don't burden yourself. And even they used to say in the old days, al-judu fil mawjud, is the Arabic say, meaning the kindness and generosity of what you have. And also is, once you build a habit and a desire, it make you stingy. It make you greed. You want to do it for yourself. And this later on bring a problem. Problem between you and whom living with you. And it can cause you an oppressor. You find something in the refrigerator you like, you go ahead and eat it. You don't care who it belongs to. You just like it. You start not worry about the owning. You lost halal and haram, permissible and forbidden. You forget is whatever you eat in your belly, it can affect your life in this life and the hereafter. Because what happens if you start building a habit? This habit you building, it will causing another problem. It will causing a certain attitude in your personality. Once you have a certain attitude in your personality, it will make you have a certain bad behavior. And this affects your relationship in your, the immediate people with you and the regular life. What else? What else is? What else is? This causing another problem is today, for example, in the West, people geared to look nice. And by having always picture of a naked woman all over, wonder what happened. Everybody want to imitate the picture. And no way you can imitate the picture. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us different. By this way, the picture all over for a slim woman in a certain shape and certain sizes and advertising all over, what does this do? It make everybody looking to everybody. Even the style of clothing. Islam, we do not have this problem. Number one, we not geared to eat. We not geared to look nice to other. By this way, it will eliminate a lot of disease people have. Because this creating a problem. It creating jealousy between woman and another. It creating jealousy between one man and another. How does he look like? If you gain weight, if you lose weight. If you have meat or you do not have meat. If a certain portion of your body is this size or not. All this with eating. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, he considered the mother of the disease. The mother of the disease is eating. Because once you're building a desire, meaning you become a slave to a desire, meaning shaitan will find a way to attack you by using this desire for a different purpose. From social life, you're losing a big money and a time and effort just to fulfill a desire. A lot of spending in your life and custom will be for this topic. By this way, imagine all the impact of that. Islam teach us to be simple. This affecting also the relationship between male and female, husband and wife, according to the health, and according to the shape, and according to the ability of performing their duty. And this leads us to another topic, how we eat. Are we eating healthy or not healthy? Islam, for example, teach us to eat little and to cook little and to use spicy little, but we stuck in our own culture and custom. This another problem. Look at the problem of food. Today the colonism, before they left all the Muslim countries, what they did, one of the things everyone claim, my food is the best food. Now the woman cooking, not to please Allah and really serve people for Allah, to show her muscle of cooking. The another woman want to prove, no, she's better than her. And it become a championship of eating. You see that sometime in the masajid in Ramadan and in different Islamic gathering. Doesn't mean you do good, but do not do it excessive. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah do not love those who are abuser. Also, our body is a trust. And this body we do not own. We have to save it and guard it. Because we are the guardian of our body. And when we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us what we did to preserve our body in the best shape and health to worship Allah. By being careful and choose. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. Do not betray and be betrayer of your own amana, your own trust, which is your health, your money, your time, your youth. Whatever Allah give you is a trust. What else?
The relationship between us and others, and in parentheses, israf, tabdir, spreading unconsciously, greed.
We talk about that already. And one moment. What happened is, what I'm talking about something very important. Is how Islam is simple and we complicate things. Now, how now we go back to correct? We go back first to the Sunnah. And start. And see, and if I'm really a slave to Allah, if somebody tell me I have a better way for me to eat according to the Sunnah, I will do. Is a healthy way to eat, I will do. I will have no any hangover over my food. Because actually from Islamic perspective, any habit, we should break it. Any habit should be breakable for Allah. Because any time I'm building a habit, it will building attitude. You Guyanese, I have cooking bitters in Trinidad. Trinidad said, no, we cook bitters in Guyanese. You know? And everybody is a championship according to where is he coming from. Moroccan said bitters in Tunisian. Tunisian bitters in Morocco. Egyptian bitters in Syrian. Syrian bitters in Egyptian. And it become, the whole topic is food. And we forget we just have a purpose. Diet from Islamic perspective and
life experience.
Diet. You see what happened is, for example, the Prophet ﷺ teach us, eat 1/3, drink 1/3, and leave 1/3 for air. Meaning never fulfill your stomach completely. And he said something also. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, we are people. We do not eat until we are hungry. And when we eat, we leave before fulfilling our capacity or our, you know, stomach or our, you know, whatever we need. Meaning we leave not complete satisfied of, you know, complete eating. Now, you see how many aspects of just one topic of eating? And also is, what is the best food for me? The best food for me, the one, it do not take too much to cook, not too much to buy, not expensive, and benefit me most. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged us of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us some hint about very beautiful blessing food like honey, dates, olive and olive oil, and water. And in here I'm going to give you some hint. Honey in America doesn't have no value. Why? If any one of you remember in the early 80s, it was an accident. And one woman died of a poison from honey. The bees collecting some honey or some whatever ingredient from some tree. And by coincidence, this tree has some herb or some ingredient causing one woman to be having allergy and she died. And from this early days until now, honey in the market has to be pasteurized. All the honey you see in the market is pasteurized, even if it, you see it in a health store. How you know is clear. Honey will never be clear like that. Never. And also, no, it has nothing to do with the color. Color can be different from one region to another. Color, believe it or not, the most famous color of honey will be like little bit in the dark cream. Golden creamy color. But how you know if the honey pure or not? One of the way the honey will not be cut. Meaning, if I put a spoon or something in a jar and I lift it up, the honey will be continue follow me with the spoon. It will be a long time before it will be cut. And if I drop the honey from a spoon, the honey will go down in the shape of a chain, very pure line. Not drops, line. And the line will be always connected to the spoon. This is a pure honey. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main beauty and barakah and blessing and wisdom from Allah, of all the ingredient of the bees collect and after that cook it in an own belly and give it to us. Now, this ingredient containing different enzyme, different bacteria, different palm, different many things, in a proportion only Allah knows. This proportion in the honey makes a pure secret recipe of Allah and the blessing in the honey. And also the obedience of Allah is the honey has a blessing. Once we take the honey and pasteurize it, which put it in 280 degree under pressure for some time, it's gone. Because if you study, bacteria and different things will die. Different mineral, different vitamin is gone. By this way, actually having a beautiful, nice sugar. And you're thinking you have honey. Similar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the tree, the blessing tree. The blessing tree in Qulus Sinai desert, which was, everybody agree, it is the olive tree. By this way, the olive tree, somehow with the will of Allah, has a certain blessing from Allah. By this way, an olive tree has a blessing. Because also an olive oil do not containing cholesterol. You will see it written in the label, doesn't mean he made it this way, Allah made it this way. Olive oil containing no cholesterol. But the best olive oil for you is extra virgin olive oil, and you will see another word written down, is cold pressed. Meaning when they press the oil, they press it without adding anything. By this way, the olive oil will containing a lot of nutrition value, a lot of minerals sometimes, and different vitamins. After they do that, they steam the olive and they press it again, and they get the second one, which we call it the pure olive oil. After that, they steam it again, third time. You do not want that. It still will be an olive oil, but will not containing the main ingredient of the extra virgin. An extra virgin oil, you should not cook it. You eat it with salad or different things, because it is very good. It's good for you. If you are a female, it's good for your skin. If you are a pregnant woman and your belly is coming up, is recommended to wipe your belly every day and your skin. By this way, it will not crack and it will not be very, it has many marks. It make a lot of nutrition for the skin. Okay? In the winter, you can warm it up and rub the chest of somebody sick or have a cough. It is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to oil your beard and oil your hair before you sleep. For men, is very good nutrition value for woman in her hair. It can acting as a laxative in the morning. You add it to salad, is very, very good for you. And Italian people use regular pure olive oil for cooking, but not like you guys cooking, because the cooking in Italian kitchen is fast. By this way, everything is sauteed or 5-7 minutes maximum. Okay?
Different provision for different diseases and cures? Different?
Provision?
For different diseases and cures?
This is what we're talking about. Is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide, for example, also dates. Dates is good for a woman, she breastfeeding. It give her more milk. Believe it or not, dates is a complete food. If you have a problem, the best thing for you is water. Don't eat. Sometimes we have a child, the child is sick, have a fever, or even us, and we start going nuts. No, very simple. Stop eating and just drink water. Water will do the job. You will not die. You can drink water for 3 days and nothing will happen to you. The only thing that will happen to you, you will lose weight. That's it. But you will not lose too much. By this way, water is so blessed. By this way, if somebody is sick, is a sequence how to cure a sick person. Number one, to call Allah and make two rak'ah to Allah. Number two, to make istighfar of what you committing sins about, or the sins you already did. Number three, giving charity to poor people from your own your money. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Dawu mardakum bil sadaqat." Cure your sick people with charity. Number four, we take of the reasoning because we are the earth and we are obligated to follow reasoning and condition. But in a faith, is Allah is the owner of all condition. Meaning I go to the doctor, I take medication, but with the intention, he is the doer. Not the medication, not the doctor. Also today we do not know about a lot of herb, a lot of useful food, a lot of the useful of the green. Green is very important. Because green containing chloroform, which is not containing in too many things, which the body needed. Look at the Chinese, the way they eat their vegetables. They stir fry it so quick, after that they glaze it with some cornstarch. Cornstarch, when you mix it with water and make like a small, like it become like milk, and you add it quick in a high flame and you stir, what it do? It become like gelatin. And this quick homemade gelatin from the cornstarch will protect the green from being completely overcooked. And this is why really a good Chinese cooking, you will find out the green or the vegetable is still crunchy. And if you look the way you're cooking, maybe half a minute the food is gone. And we sit in the kitchen cooking for many hours until the whole food is finished. You can use cornstarch or you can use flour. Like for example, in a regular average meal, you can use 1.5 teaspoon to a regular spoon, tablespoon, cornstarch in half or 3/4 cup of water, okay, according to the amount of food you make, and you add it up, okay, and it will make glaze everything. Or you can call it gravy. Okay? German people use potatoes. If you take a potato and you boil it, and you smash it so nicely, and you put it in the water, and you stir it really nice like eggs, and you add it to whatever you want, it will glaze the food. Okay? And it will give you this thickness. The relationship between filling the stomach and filling the heart is very obvious. The more we into filling the heart, the stomach, meaning the heart is empty. Because I am occupied. I'm occupied of what I'm eating, occupying, fulfilling my desire, and it corrupts my heart. This we talk about it in the beginning. Is once we eat and we become a habit eater, we become a slave to our stomach. By this way, we lose the main intention and the main core of eating.
We may have covered this. Why is food a priority?
Why is food is priority? We should say which food it can be priority in our life. The food priority in our life is the food. It gives me more nutrition value, simple to eat, to cook, cheap to eat. Why? To save my money, save my energy, and save my habits from being a slave. Unless I have a guest. Why? Islam teach us, when you have a guest, you're acting with generosity. When you are with yourself, not being stingy, but you're acting with limitation.
Why do we eat unhealthy?
Why we eat unhealthy? Because we do not know. Why we do not know? Because we're building habit according to where we're coming from. And we do not want to try. Why we do not want to try? Because we're stuck. Why we're stuck? Because we're arrogant. Why we're arrogant? Because once you're building habit, you're building arrogant. Is one of the disease of having habit and slave to yourself. My cooking is the best. Nobody cook more than me. Everybody in the ummah today have this slogan. You do not meet a woman without telling you, my cooking is the best. My food is my best. And becoming like, you know, a slogan. Now, once you do that, wonder what happened. You are in a state of ignorance. Number two, you will never try. You are blocked up. You do not want to try anything else. Actually, if you are in a state of learning, you should have an open mind. And see what benefit to me, what benefit to my family, what benefit to Islam, and this is what I'm going to do. This is the topic. The diseases of the heart from Islamic perspective and from biology and life perspective. What we said is, when you are into all this madness of eating, wonder what happened. You addicted. Addiction is a disease. And Islam against any addiction, even if it's food. And any addiction, even in food, it can cause a problem to you. From spiritual point of view, because you're going to be a slave into your addiction. From health point of view, unless you have a good custom habit of eating, you usually will be addicted to something until it will hurt you. You find people addicted to sweet until they become diabetic. People addicted to certain food until they become overweight and they have a heart problem. You see? Some people addicted to certain food even if they know it is harm them. People addicted to cigarette. Some people addicted to beef. Some people addicted to hamburger. Some people addicted to pizza. You know, whatever it is, people addicted to whatever it is. Again, addiction in Islam is not allowed. By this way, it can cause physical heart problem. For example, you eating more red meat, wonder what happened. You will have high cholesterol over time. High cholesterol meaning you building certain kind of fat until it block your own artery and or veins and become tighter. And once you gain weight with that and over age, now the heart is not working properly because the heart now is working more until you have a heart attack. And you die. And you will be questioned about it. And all that because I like it. You find people, you find different houses, they eat the same over and over again. Not because they follow the sunnah, they follow their own way and custom and habit and culture. It doesn't matter good or bad, right or wrong. It's just a habit. Okay, the Prophet ﷺ is our teacher. And he teach us how to eat by setting the example and give us advice. You will find some of this advice, for example, in Riyad al-Salihin, Mishkat al-Masabih, Sunan Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, all the manner of eating. And I will go on to share some of it. We said, for example, he will not mix cold and hot. He will not have too many food in one time. Only one time. For example, you do not mix carbohydrate. For example, look at Italian people. Pasta and bread. Arabic people do not do that. If we eat rice, no bread. If we eat bread, no rice. One time carbohydrate. Actually, from biology, they find out if you eat too many carbohydrates in one time, they producing a very complicated carbohydrate causing problem for you in the future. And the body will not able to convert it to sugar quick. And what happened is you're building fat. What is the solution? Very simple. Cut down on carbohydrate and sugar. Like bread, rice, potatoes, anything have carbohydrate, drop it. And fat. For example, start eating fish, vegetables, fruit, water, simple things. By this way, the Prophet ﷺ has many manner in eating. Also the way he's sitting. He sits on the floor. He eat with his right hand. He eat with three fingers. And I said it before, a German doctor, he was studying the knowledge of enzyme. When he find out the three fingers of the right hand of a human being, okay, the skin in the first, what do you call this? You have three pieces in the finger. You do not know? Subhanallah, nobody know? What is called? This, you have one piece, two piece, three piece.
I don't know what those pieces are called.
No. It has a name. Anyway, he find out the seven finger, which five in the left, two in the right, is the same. The skin is the same, the ingredient in the skin is the same. And he find the three finger is different. And he find the three fingers here, is it different in the skin, different enzyme, different bacteria, different many things. And he find out, this finger, if it's a habit to touch your saliva in a time of eating, it will help you digest food. It will prevent you of having many disease. It has antidotes from many poison. Just automatically by eating of the three finger. And somebody read his article and later on he become a Muslim. Because he find out the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he eat only with the three finger of the right hand. Sitting of the manner of sitting of the Prophet ﷺ will not allow you to eat too much. And from social life, he advised us to sit together and eat from one dish in one time for harmony, unity, and love. And blessing from Allah to teach us unity. This dishes all over and spoon and fork came later. They said, oh, but Arabic people at this time, they do not have a spoon and fork. No. The pharaohs of Egypt, they used to have a spoon and fork made from rocks and gold and bone. By this way, the matter is obedience and believing without no doubt. Whatever the Prophet Muhammad did, it has a blessing from Allah if we obey him and follow his footsteps.
Going back to the topic before we...
What's that?
Going back to one other topic, we can link it to the previous topic. We can discuss the core of the problems and how we can correct it with intention also.
Are you give me a topic or you give me an element?
An element.
Give me the element.
The core
of the problem
and how we can correct it.
The core of the problem in here is eating is not the topic. Eating is like a symptom of the disease. But it is a disease in its own self if it becomes addiction. Where we are now, we are in a deep addiction of many habit and custom related to eating. How we break it? We break the cycle. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, he teach it to us. He said today, if you really want to break it, the food you like, make it. Make it so good and give it to people you do not like. Without touch it. And the food you do not like, eat it. To break your own desire and custom and addiction. You heard that? Very important. This is one of the beautiful solutions. And always accept everything from Allah is good unless it's causing problem to you. Intention. Don't forget anything without intention. One of the core of the problem, we forget the intention. We forget our goal. We forget our intention and we forget our goal. What I'm here for? What is my intention in my life? What is my intention in the time of eating? Is me every time sit eating, remember and said, oh Allah, put barakah in what I'm eating. And make it the cause to make me a better Muslim and spread the deen of Allah? Is me saying that before I eat? And after I eat, I think about how it is a gift from Allah? Like one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his time, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he went out looking for food. He was very hungry. He met Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said, what make you out? He said, what make me out is hunger. He said, the same thing I have. Let's go to the Prophet, maybe he has something to eat. They went to the Prophet, they found the Prophet coming out of his house. He said, oh the Prophet of Allah, what make you come out? He said, what make me come out, what make you come out? Now the three of them is hungry. He said, let's go look for somebody has food. And they went to visit somebody, they do not find him. They find his wife. Where so and so? She said, he's just working in a garden. But they do not have a garden by mile. No, the garden just like a piece of land behind him. The man, he heard him. He said, is this the Prophet of Allah? She said, yes. He said, welcome with our guest. And he get them dates. And he slaughter a small sheep. And they eat. After they finish eating, the Prophet ﷺ looked to Umar and Abu Bakr and he said, and he repeat a verse in Quran, in Surah Al-Takathur, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be questioned about the goodness and the gift of Allah in the Day of Judgment. And Umar cried. And after that, I saw in one report, the Prophet ﷺ teach him and he said that and this will be sufficient for you, Ya Umar. Said what I'm going to say and this will be sufficient for you. Alhamdulillah, thank Allah, alladhi tafaddala wa an'am. Thank Allah, the one from His generosity and kindness, give us. This will be sufficient enough to get you away of being questioned. What does teach us? Always after food, we thank Allah. After any goodness, we thank Allah. After any even calamity, we thank Allah. We thank Allah in every condition.
The side effect of our married life, male and female.
Now what happened is, according to what you're eating, your ability to act as a husband or wife can be a big problem. Because what happened is today, habit, we said, be reducing a way of being negative or a way of being greed or selfish, and also is addiction in different food can make you either active or disactive, can make you having more ability or less ability, male and female. And this producing problem in a relationship. And once it producing a problem in a relationship, it causing a bad situation in marriage. And this again, it can be related to food. Because certain food can causing you a problem, male or female, and you do not know. And this why sometimes certain Spanish women, what you heard about them, they know certain food is good for their husband. And they go prepare certain food. What this for? But doesn't mean I should have now my intention to always go to another track. No. But we should worry about what we're eating, because it can causing problem in different aspects in our life, especially our marriage life. Also, if you are a female and different time in your months, different food can affect you. You have to study that. Which food affecting your menses? Which food can producing more blood? Which food can causing more cramps? Which food or drink can eliminate that? Is many herb and many things you can learn about that.
The effect of raising the children and the weaknesses of their body and soul.
What we're talking about, don't forget, if we are supposed to be a family and we're having a children, our habit we inherited to our children. For example, the child grow up, I'm cooking certain way, the child do not want to eat. Either I force him to eat something he dislike, and I make him stubborn, or I deny it completely and I let him eat whatever he desire, and I make him a prat. And I make him a slave of his own desire. And he doesn't even know what is good and what is not. Imagine how much food is doing in our family. You add to that how I'm feeding my child. Is I'm feeding my child healthy food in the right time? Is my child drinking enough milk? Is my child drinking enough water? Is the water is good? If my child eating a little bit of vegetables or a little bit of fruit? How I'm feeding my child, or I'm just letting my child eat whatever he wants until he become big, like whatever, and inside is empty, heart-wise, habit-wise, and physical. Today, sometimes Muslim people and Muslim women, they believe the more the person is fat, the more he's healthy. No, it's not. You find a woman having a small baby in her hand, maybe like, 40 pounds. or 35 pounds. What is that, a baby elephant? No. You know, and the thing is healthy. No. Sometimes even he cracks a joint. Or you find the person walking with, you know, like this. Why? Because he is overweight in a short period of time, and his body cannot take it. By this way, overweight, or even not eating enough, it can causing problem. It can causing disorder in the body, disorder in the time of sleeping, and disorder in the way you think and the way you behave. Now you see what's going on?
The side effects of eating at the time of pregnancy, after labor, and the time of breastfeeding.
Now I'm a female. Not me. No, I'm just giving example. And a female start knowing she is pregnant. What she should do? She should start eating healthy. Why? The word said is recommended by the time you reach 7-8 months, you have 35 pounds more. But what happened is most of the Muslim female, by the time they reach 7-8 months, they are 100 pounds more or 80 pounds more. Now they overweight. Why is he overweight? Because he keep consuming food with the intention is good for the baby. No. Because actually the first 3 months, it is not really, the baby is not developed yet. By this way, if you keep eating the first 3-4 months, you're just gaining weight. And by the time the baby coming, now you're feeding the body more than the feeding the baby. And this why is very common, the more woman is chubby, the more the young the baby is, and the more weak. Because actually you're feeding your body more than feeding the baby. By this way, it should be the first 3 months, you eat very little and very good. Meaning you choose the healthy food. Number two is you do not, in the beginning of 3 months, eating something with too much sugar. Because some women in their pregnancies they develop the, you know, like diabetes, but it's not it come and go. But in the meantime, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for you and dangerous for the baby. Not healthy. Why? The diet again. How you do it? Very simple. Eat whatever you want. Cut down in carbohydrate and sugar in this time. In the middle of your pregnancy, eat well protein and vegetables. In the last 3 months of your pregnancy, eating a lot of seafood is good to develop the brain of the baby. And also will prevent you of gaining weight. By this way, you're gaining or you having a goodness and good provision for the child without it gaining weight. What else? What else is at the time of delivery and after delivery, you are very weak. You should eat healthy food and light. Not spicy, very dangerous. Why? Your system is not developed yet. Your system is almost like a baby because you're coming from a big labor. Some of you might have no problem, but I'm talking in general. By this way, it's recommended light soup, chicken, you know, light, very light. Everything is light and a small proportion, not big. Because the body is not really, it takes almost 40 days before the body go back to normal in average woman. Even if you look good, you should be worried about it and take it easy. And again, eating healthy. When I mean eating healthy again, start learning how to eat good for you. It's not how much you eat, it's what you eating. For example, vegetables, eat fresh vegetables. When you cook it, saute it, light. And when you cook seafood take 5-7 minutes. It doesn't take too many hours. Do not carry it. Make it baked or broiled or light soup. Do not deep fry it too much, because deep fried is not healthy for you. Once in a while is okay, but not as a habit. Learn to eat fruit, but wash it good before you eat it. And make sure it is ripe. Also to gain enough fiber. And fiber is good for you in the time of going to the bathroom. And to act as a digestive system. Also yogurt. A lot of people forget yogurt. Yogurt is very, very healthy for you. Especially if you buy organic yogurt or yogurt made from yogurt bacteria or yogurt cultured, not enzyme. And otherwise, certain bacteria and enzyme in the stomach will be dying, and now your digestive system is not working enough. Mint. Mint is so beautiful, especially the green mint. Buy it, add it in salad. It's very good for digestive system. And also when you drink it, it acts like a relaxing drink. Like anise is very good too. What is the main advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The main advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to remember Aisha radiallahu anha when he was sitting ready to eat. She found him sitting with his head down. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, why are you sitting like that?" He said, "I sit as a slave and I eat like a slave." He was sitting in the floor, his head down. He said, "Oh Aisha, do you know who invite me to food and who provide for me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way we sitting high, sitting all this and putting chairs and putting decoration and putting dishes, this producing a lot of arrogance and it make us forget the main purpose of eating. And once it's done, our life is gone. And the diseases start increasing.
What is the main advice from different culture? Example, Arabic, Chinese.
Okay. What happened is, we talk about this and we brush it a little bit, is, for example, if you look in the Chinese kitchen, they stir fry quick all their food. Why? Any food do not stay in fire for too long is bitter for you. Any food you cook it too much, you're killing a lot of the ingredient. And you're just accumulating. You would say, but our body is good. Your body is good because your roots is good and you was really nourished in a very beautiful environment back home. That's it. And at this time, the land is good, the air is good, the water is good, the food has all the nutrition value. But in here, you do not have it. By this way, you have to look for supplement in different area. And this is what we're trying to do now.
How do we eat? And what do we eat before, during, and after exercise?
Okay, before we go to a topic of exercise, let's talk about the topic of different group of people. We talk about Chinese. What about Italian? Italian also, some of their food, the way you cook it is very easy and very quick. Some of the dishes you bake it or you saute it in 5-7 minutes. That's it. Or broil it. But it's where you're talking about less time in the kitchen. With less time headache, less time in the way you're eating, and more healthy, and less filling. For example, the French people have a couple of habits which is not bad. Is you eat little bit of fruit before you eat. If you eat a tiny bit of fruit before you eat, 10-15 minutes before you eat, it will open your appetite and it will give you enough fiber to when you go to the bathroom, you have no problem. And it helps you to digest. You should not drink when you eat. Avoid drinking when you eat. And if you have to, it should be room temperature. Because we have to follow the Prophet ﷺ advice. No hot and cold be mixed. Imagine if you have a cup and you have too much something very hot in it and you add a piece of ice, what would happen? You can hear the ice, it crack. Do the opposite. Have an ice cube and put water in it. What it do? It melted. Now imagine the stomach is so hot and you're adding a cold drink. What are you doing to your own stomach? What are you doing to your own system? What are you doing to your own teeth? You ruin it. When you are young, you will not know it. The more you're getting older, you develop all kind of problem and you do not know. Now, what about exercise? If you plan to exercise, is a rule. You do not exercise with full stomach. You do not swim with full stomach. You do not go to the bathroom to take a shower with full stomach. Why? You can get nausea. You can get dizziness. Why? Because when you really fill your stomach is an organ, need a lot of blood in the time of, you know, digesting. Once you do that, you're not having enough blood going to the brain. Now your head is heavy. Now you feel sleepy. Now we are in dangerous. By this way, it's recommended before exercise, you should have an empty stomach and have something very light, approximately at least half an hour to 1 hour before exercise. And this one, this small tiny amount of food, as a fruit or something, to give you energy. At the time of exercise, you don't eat or drink. You can sip tiny bit of water just with your mouth. And after you exercise, you should not eat or drink at least 1 hour later. Because the body is so warm. You could again sip a little bit of water, but that's it. What else?
Major health issues.
Major health issue. Major health issue, like for example, diabetes, heart problem, skin problem, stomach problem, digesting problem, heartburn. All this, where it coming from? Diet. And the way we eat, and the way we fill our stomach, the way we eat and go to sleep. It's all related. What we do? Something simple. With all the money you spend, go to a good library, and buy, for example, a book about herbs, a book about roots, a book about healthy cooking. And it will give you and it break down for you everything and the amount of calorie, vitamin, carbohydrate, whatever. And have them in your house. Good books like that might cost you maybe $100 altogether, or $150. But it becomes for you the rest of your life. And you start learning little by little about different herbs. For example, you have gas. What I do to release the gas? You know? From different culture, different method. Ginger, what is ginger good for? And how I use it? Ginseng, if it's really good or no, and what it's good for. Different herb and different mint, what is good for. Basil, what is good for. Arugula, what is good for. Parsley, what is good for. Celery, what is good for. And how we useful. or get gain useful nutrition value from that. Even your own people have very beautiful, every culture has different herb. But what happened over the year, the lack of knowledge and the lack of follow-up, wonder what happened. We lost it. Arabic people has a very, very beautiful, you know, knowledge about medicine. And you can find some of it. The medicine book of the Prophet doesn't contain too much, but it gives you hints. Hints enough to lead you to something good or bad. Nuts is good for people who have brain problem, or memory problem, or skin problem. But it's not good for people over 40 and overweight, because it is high in cholesterol. You see? By this way, once you know which is which, you can maneuver according to your own situation. Because each situation is unique.
Different diet for different situations, for example, being overweight, having heart problems.
Okay. For example, if you have overweight, there's many recipes for overweight. One of them, and the famous one now in the market, which I saw many people use it and very good, is protein diet. What is a protein diet? Eat meat, only meat. No carbohydrate at all. Very minimum sugar, less fat. Meaning no rice, no pasta, no bread,
only meat.
For you, for example, it will not be good for you. Exactly. This will kill you in no time. But you see, this is why dieting, it has to be with different individual. You cannot publicize it, because each individual is unique. But if somebody is young and has no problem, this is good. If you have a heart problem or cholesterol problem or a high pressure problem, this will not be good for you. It will be good for you. Cabbage soup. Cabbage, you make it soup with celery, onion and garlic, and you eat it daily with a little bit of carrot for minimum 40 days. One bowl in the morning, one bowl late in the evening. And in the middle of the day, you can have a tiny meal normal. This is a beautiful diet. I can give you a beautiful diet, I believe about it, and I recommend it to many people for any problem. A small bowl of white rice and fish soup. Any fish, make it a soup with a little bit of parsley and a little bit of garlic. No oil, no butter. Do like that for 40 days and you will see what will happen. The problem, we do not want to do it continuous. We want to do it for a day or two. It doesn't work. Grapefruit, lemon, orange, all this. And none of this will work until you move. When I mean move, meaning move. We will come toward that. It's also another recipe for people who have diabetes. Is garlic and lemon. You get garlic, fresh garlic, and you add similar amount of lemon juice from lime. And you shake it, and you drink little bit in the morning, little bit in the evening. And believe it or not, this is good also for overweight. Also for another overweight is water. Water and fruit and yogurt. Meaning, you live in water, little bit of fruit, little bit of yogurt, low fat. Every single day. And you eat one medium meal in the middle of the day, only. I have this for many years, give it to many people, and mashallah. Meaning, little bit of fruit in the morning with little bit of yogurt. This is your breakfast. Lunch, normal meal in a small size. Dinner, fruit and yogurt. And the rest of the day, just water. Now, why people do not do that and it really work? Because people want miracle, not overnight. It doesn't work. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks before the body starts reducing. And you will not see it until almost 40 days. The best diet is the one you can see result after 3 months. Why? Because I do not recommend it any quick diet. If you look in America today, the supermarket, a lot of diaper for adult. Why? A lot of female lost the ability to go to the bathroom. Meaning, they go to the bathroom all the time, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Why? They lost weight quick. Once a woman loses weight quick, one certain muscle might be so soft and not having enough time to retract in the right time, which will make the person cannot able to control himself. And now you lost completely yourself. By this way, I advise you want to lose weight, lose it in gradually. Everything gradually and easy is very good. Okay? Break your habit gradually and easy. Nothing overnight is not good. And also, by the way, when you are young or pregnant or overweight, one of the problems is skin cracking. Skin cracking, it crack and become like really bad crack and bad, it give you bad look. And it can come in your, you know, upper part or lower part, whatever. And this why you're gaining weight quick and you're losing quick. Be careful if you have a daughter, especially if you have a daughter, a teenager. Don't let her go in weight quick. Because the more she gain weight quick, all of a sudden her body will produce quick and she will be cracked all over. And this crack will never go away. How to prevent that? Do not gain weight quick. How? By always be simple in your own diet. What about for men? Men is the same, but the problem is different. It can give you heart problem. Always lose slowly and easy. I believe the best way to lose weight is exercise. More than eating. One of the most important problem in us, we do not move enough. We think we're moving, but we're not moving enough.
How we cook, what we are cooking, and the diseases of cooking and culture influences.
We talk about that.
Tragedy in the Muslim Ummah, mourning food and wine.
We talk about that also. Is the tragedy of the Muslim Ummah today is we become a slave to food and the culture and custom. Why? Because we lost the goal. Why? We lost setting intention. Why? Our faith is weak. By this way, we lost the understanding.
Love, different dishes, food, and side effect in our relationship between Allah and others.
You see, once you build a desire and habit, you love what you desire. Once you love what you desire, it will causing a big problem. Because once you love something so much, it will affect you and affect your relationship with other. Again, it producing hate or envy or jealousy or arrogance. Because the more you divided your love into too many elements, it causing a problem. Because it build inside you all this attitude. The effect of food and the way we think and rationalize. What happened is, look at what we're talking about. If you think about it for a moment, honest, you will find out a food can be affecting you, affecting your future, affecting your health, affecting your relationship with your wife, with your husband, with people around you. Imagine all that's coming from one small element, is food. By this way, it is a major element. Because if you look what the Prophet ﷺ said, he said, one of the worst things you feel it is your own belly. We have to take it very seriously. And this also affects the way we sleep, the amount of sleeping, how we sleep.
Exercise from Islamic perspective and life perspective for male and female children.
Okay. Exercise, inshallah, we'll talk about it after Maghrib. Okay? But now, before we leave, I'm going to talk about two important topics. Is manner. Eating manner and the affecting of eating manner of sleeping. And what happened? One of the eating manner is we eat with the right hand. And before we eat, we say Bismillah. And we eat sitting, not standing. And the food should not be higher than us or lower than us. Respectable of the food and the one who give you the food, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eating with the hand is recommended and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before you eat, you wash your hand. And after you wash it, you do not dry it. And when you sit humbly, waiting for the food. You do not... The food do not wait for you. You wait for the food. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A manner. And before you eat, you set the intention. To O Allah, allow this food to be the cause of make me a better slave to you, Ya Allah. And reach my body and nourish your body to the best of worshipping you, Ya Allah. And you said, Bismillah, Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana. O Allah, give us barakah and blessing of what you provide to us. Except milk, when you're drinking milk, you said, O Allah, Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana, wa zidna minhu. O Allah, give us blessing of what you provide and increase from it. Why? Milk is pure. And it has many benefits. Unless you have a colon problem or a stomach problem. And during the food, you should not look to the food too much. Because if you look to the food too much, shaitan will come in and let you, oh, eat from this and this and this piece and this piece. And it keep bubble you up until you forget even yourself. And make you sometime an oppressor. Eat from the front of you. And talk during eating. Is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and talking, not talking nonsense, no, talking something. Remember Allah, and remember how this food come to you. How many people working so hard until the food coming to you? And this why, when you finish eating, is recommended to say Alhamdulillah, Alladhi at'amani hada wa arzaqanihi min ghayra hawlin minni wa la quwwa. Whoever said that, Allah forgive his sins. Imagine. Whoever says this dua after eating, Allah forgive his sins. This is by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the meaning of the dua? O Allah, thank you of what you provide to me without no any mean from my will or my way except your will, Ya Allah. You return it completely to Allah. You make this dua after you eating, Allah forgive your sin. How much more than that? Now, when you finish eating also, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. Thank Allah, the one who created us, and he provide to us, and make us drink, and make us among the Muslim. Beautiful gift. And also is, when we finish eating, okay, we say Alhamdulillah in silent. By this way, if somebody with us, do not feel shy, and continue eating. And we get up. I will show you how to sit and the manner of eating and sitting. Now, what's the effect of that in a relationship of sleeping. It affects a lot. We said it affects you personally. It affects your heart. It affects you physically. What will happen? Most of the people who overweight, what they do? They making sound sleeping. What this meaning? Not only making sound, meaning they have a heart problem. Or vulnerable to have a heart problem. They have a breathing disorder. People who eat too much, the food go to the upper area in the stomach and little by little producing gas and acid and give you burn and acidy feeling. Little by little it affects your teeth. And also if female eat all the time like that, it affects you. And it makes you gain weight. They find out the relationship between eating and sleeping and gaining weight. You want to lose weight? Don't sleep after you eat. Walk. Just walk. Walk for half a mile or so and come back after eating. You will be fine. By this way, the effect of that. And in America, you have the disease of the king. And Europe. What's the disease of the king? Arthritis. Muscle ache. Neck ache. Body ache. What all this ache coming from? Because the body is not moving. We eat too much and we not move. You said, but I'm working. You're working sitting. Or you're working standing. But all the time you're sitting. Your body is not really in a motion. Up and down, right and left, moving, you know, and sweating in a time of motion. And this why, in America, I believe, is very highly mandatory to move.
I can sweat how much I want to sweat. I don't lose weight.
It's different people like that.
You know, when I walk in for a night, how many miles I walk?
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Okay, why some people you said, I walk all the time and I'm not losing weight? Meaning, mashallah, you offset it by certain amount of eating. Or, some people, their body is built up different. By this way, this is why, dieting, it has to be according to different person. It varies from one person to another. But what I'm talking about here, a general understanding. And general awareness. By this way, what we do, we have to move. Move what? To exercise. And inshallah, we'll continue after Maghrib inshallah, about exercise. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also is, we learn is woman is a cook, but in Islam is no such woman is a cook or woman is maid. No, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us he was the best for his family, meaning the Prophet help cooking, help cleaning, help serving, help stitching his clothes. By this way, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no such is a man sitting and woman do everything. Islamically is not right. This has become a habit. A man becomes sitting and a woman do everything and he keep complaining. No, this completely again is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when the Prophet used to come, he was the first one to help in cleaning and help me if I need anything, go grab, bring the water, you know, take care about his clothes. By this way, from Quran and Sunnah, is a woman is not obligated to cook. A woman is not obligated to clean her house. Believe it or not, is a charity for the man. From Sharia point of view, is a charity. Is a charity to your husband to clean and cook and to care about different affairs in the house. And this is why the real Muslim man, the one who share with his wife and appreciate it and make dua for her. And always appreciate what she's doing. And he be considerate in a time of illness or anything, he take care about that. Very important. For example, if you are a young female and a man coming to marry you, ask him, do you know how to cook? And according to the answer, you will know where he's coming from. Because if he really know the sunnah, he will tell you yes or no. Or and if he's stuck and he doesn't know sunnah, he'll tell you, what about you? You're the cook. It's not me. Right away you know he doesn't know sunnah. If he knows sunnah, he tell you, forgive me, I do not know how to cook. But if you know, teach me. And he will be manner, he have manner and polite about it. Another thing very important before I forget, I saw a lot of women do not know how to do it. When you have an infant baby, breastfeeding or breastfeeding mixed with formula. You have to be careful. The sunnah is breastfeeding. But some female do not have enough milk. I saw in my life a female having all the nutrition she want, but no milk. And it has nothing to do with the size of the breast. No. And it is barakah from Allah. It's a blessing from Allah. It has nothing to do with the nutrition value. Sure, we can go and said, oh, you eat this and it will do this and eat this and do that. Yes. But in meantime, it's a blessing from Allah in the end and the beginning. Now, if you want to have a nice, calm baby, don't give him milk at night. Last drink should be some kind of herb, like Arabic one called tilyu, or yansoon, which is ansi seed, or karawiya seed. One of them is karawiya, will make the baby calm. Yansoon, it will make the baby clean. If you have gas or something, it will be clean. By this way, when you feed him the last one in the evening like that, and you time it, it will allow the baby to go relax at night, clean and sleep. But some female keep giving him milk. Now the baby starts having cramps and gas. And he said, my baby cried too much. Baby cried too much of what you're doing. Or you're not cleaning your baby enough. Or when you clean him but you scratch him instead of bathing him. Pet or patting him. By this way, you're causing rash. Or you give him too much clothes until he becomes sweat and causing rash. All this from the ignorance of knowledge. Today I said, the old woman used to teach the young female how to be a mother. It's an art, is a concerted. And this knowledge is passed on. And this is what we do not teach our people today, which is part of our Islam.
The difference between being generous and stingy from a food point of view.
The difference between being generous and stingy in a food point of view, for example, I said it before, if you have a guest and you're spending money in the guest, it's generosity. But you're spending all the money and food on yourself, and when guests coming, you give them leftover, it's stingy. By this way, according to the habit of your food, it affects your habit in your style of life. We talk about it. And this leads us to the following.
Halal and haram eating and its effect on our health, manner, behavior.
Halal and haram. The food is permissible or forbidden. It's a very important topic. Because according to the halal and haram, it affects us. They did a study in Europe lately, I forget which year, about people who eat a lot of pig's meat. And they discover the people who eat a lot of pig's meat, they develop psychological diseases of the pigs. And it's proven. Pork. By this way, whatever what you eat, it's really affecting you. Also, we forget. Forbidden food, meaning you do not really care. You have no fear of Allah. Meaning, really in your daily life, you have no good manner. Because imagine if you do not fear of Allah, you will fear from me. If you do not respect Allah, you respect me. If you have good manner with Allah, you have good manner with me. Like my father, may Allah give him mercy in a grave, he said, before you look to a person and complain about his action, look at his action between him and Allah. If the man have no any consideration between the relationship between him and Allah, you think he would be considerate with you? If the man do not love Allah, he will love you? If he's not really fear Allah, he will respect you? And have good manner with you? No way! It go to hand to hand. If a man betrayer to his own self and take himself to his hellfire, he have any wisdom? He know what he's doing? It's very important. And how this man or this woman will take care about a family? And this is why you find today the majority of family is corrupted. Is no family structure. And also is, before I forget, is the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever have forbidden food in his stomach, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept a prayer or dua from him for 40 days. Meaning the person is living in a curse. What do you think a person living like that? He has angels? No. You expected the person to have a good manner? No way. By this way, imagine just a tiny topic and what the effect over the forbidden food over the person. What about income? We're not worried about that. Forbidden income give you forbidden source of food, meaning your life is gone. You will find always a relationship between the income and the personality. You do know that? Always. This is why our constitution is Quran. You won't know anybody, look to Quran and see where is the person from Quran. You will know exactly whom you're dealing with. You see? Okay, when we eat, when we finish eating, where it go? We know where it's going. Where are we going? To the bathroom. By this way, all this preparation to go to the bathroom. And only what? Allah yarda alik. Jazakallah kulli khair. May Allah reward you. Now when we eat, where is all this going? All this preparation. We prepare to eat for 5-10 minutes, 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, to spend another 10-15 minutes in the bathroom. And actually according to biology, the test only in the tongue. The only part in your mouth have an ability to test is your tongue. Once it passes the tongue, the test is gone. By this way, actually from physical, the test stay in your tongue 10-20 seconds. This is why when a man was really into sweet in a time of depression, in a time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, in some time, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, The man, after he put the sweet in his mouth and he start eating it, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu threw it up. The man right away, he put his finger, he threw it up in his own hand. He said, okay, eat it again. He said, no, Umar, please, I cannot. He said, this is the one you may spend the money. This is the one you're running after. This is the one you have a pleasure for. After a few moments, you do not want it. He said, this is, and he takes the man's hand like that. And he said to the people, this is what all of you are running after. Look what you are running after. None of you will eat it and none of you will buy it. Who will buy it? Nobody. And this is a reality.
Greek civilization and their obsession of food.
Believe it or not, if you look in a Greek civilization, to show you how much food can do. In a Greek history, in some time in the Greek history, people were so obsessed with food. You know what they did? They used to make table, big table, full of the foods they like. And like gathering like that, they keep eating. Eating until they get full. Now they cannot eat anymore. Wonder what happened. They go out, they put their hand in the mouth, they throw up completely. They throw out. When they throw out completely, they wash the hand, they sit for a little bit and go eat again. They get knowledge is enjoyment of the eat in the time of eating. And they won't keep eating. By this way, eat, throw up, out, and go back. Imagine what happened to human being when he really possessed with food. This history. Part of history. We should look what happened to any person when he possessed with food. How many people right now in different Arabic countries, they divorce their wife because the food is too salty. Or the food is not coming on time. I'm serious. Or even will break the heart of a woman because she did something is not nice. By this way, we go to a major sin because of food. Or it's not hot enough, or it's cold. We find out we're causing a lot of problem in this life and hereafter just by a tiny topic. Why? Because we forget the goal. We forget why we're eating from the beginning. Enjoyment is not the goal of eating. Enjoyment is a gift from Allah to give it to you, if you thank Allah for it. But it's not the goal to always look for it.
The ultimate advice from the Creator and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us.
The ultimate advice from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to us is very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O mankind, eat from the goodness I give you and do not abuse it. Do not be among those who are abuser. And what else? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Takathur, he tell us what I tell you before. The last verse in Surah Al-Takathur, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will questioning us about what we have in this life.
Food or eating and hurting yourself in this life and hereafter.
We can see now is food and drinking and eating, it can hurt us. Hurt us financially, hurt us with time, losing time, hurt us with the way we think, hurt us with the way we deal with other and people, hurt us by building bad disease, hurting us in the hereafter by losing good manner and behavior, by being greedy and selfish, by accumulating bad deed instead of good deed, by being among musrifin, meaning abuser, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are ikhwanu shayateen, the brother of the devil. By this way we can look, we find the topic is very tiny, but it's so deep, more than you imagine, and can causing a lot of problem and a side effect.
Strengthening your physical cannot be done unless you strengthen your heart.
Okay, can I strengthen my body and my heart is weak? Can I strengthen my body and my heart is not connected to Allah? Yes. But wonder what happened. If I strengthen my body because I like to look nice, I like to compete with a woman in the black, or I like to be like American, where I'm going? Meaning my intention is wrong. My intention of the devil. Meaning I'm really going out. By this way, unless my intention to strengthen my body and be good for my husband or my wife, for Allah, and use his body to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve Allah more, I will have a problem. What else?
The relationship between eating and your goal in life, and in the end, where is the ummah going?
Now, we can ask ourselves, where is our ummah going? If we are spending all this time in a market, all this time in a kitchen, all this time cooking, all this time serving, all this time championship each other, where are we going? Do we have time to do anything? Our time is gone. Our resources is gone. Our aim is gone. Meaning we'll be stray. Is our goal to be in a supermarket? Is our goal to be in a mall? And if we are in a supermarket, in a mall, where we have time to spread Islam, when we have time to invite to Islam, when we have time to develop our Islam, where are we going is a very beautiful question. If we do not change our habit and behavior and the way we think about eating. Food and any provision is a gift and a trust. Any time I do not use it usefully in the way Allah want, wonder what happened, is a trust, is an amana. Either I betrayed my trust or I fulfill it. How? Who eating my food? Is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not let anyone eat your food except a pious person. And do not engage with a friendship with someone except a person fear Allah. This is advice. You cannot invite anyone unless you're doing it for da'wah. You're doing it with the intention to invite people toward Islam. You cannot abuse food and cooking too much and throw something in the garbage. Because throwing food in the garbage is a tragedy in the ummah. Or eating and whatever is spilled from you, you throw it away. If you read in Riyad al-Salihin, in the manner of eating, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever have a piece of food fall down, don't leave it to shaitan. Pick it up, even in the middle of sand, and blow it. Like this, and say Bismillah and eat it. It's your own food. The more you saving the ni'mah of Allah, the more Allah will save it for you and put barakah in you and your family and save it. Do you know whose job is that? The man. The man is responsible. What happened if the man is not doing it? The mother is responsible. If the mother is not doing it, the daughter or the son is responsible to remind them. By this way, we cannot keep claiming he's not doing it, she's not doing it. No. What about me doing it? If the father eats the leftover of the food of the house, he has a blessing. If the family eating the leftover of the guest is a cure of the disease. You see? And this according to whom? The one who eat like sunnah, meaning the one who eat together. Not all kind of pots and all kind of dishes, no. One dish for everybody. Everybody. If you want, I get you a dish. Inshallah. One big dish. And everybody sitting eating. One dish for male, one dish for female, and everybody eat. And you do not have to worry about cleaning. You see? Your job will be easy. Boom, dump it all, and everybody eat.
Diet before and after pregnancy.
We talk about it. Diet before and after pregnancy. We talk about it. Okay? We are almost finished. Okay? Any question or any concern? This is just a reminder in general about eating. There's a lot of talk about eating. A lot of detail about eating. And the best is to start a study about the manner. And what the Prophet ﷺ said. This is how you start. By this way, number one is to get your mind away of the obsession of eating. And what you eating. And like I said before, start the food you like, make it or buy it, and give it to those you dislike or do mischief against you. Right hand, Amina. MashaAllah. Right hand always, and say Bismillah. And if you forget, you said Bismillah, awwalahu wa akhiru. Okay, before I forget something quick about sleeping, by this way we cover now the manner of eating and sleeping. Okay, we said the relationship between eating and sleeping. Now let me give you quick some manner of sleeping. Is one of the manner of sleeping is we sleep and the head toward Qibla, or the head in the right side of the Qibla. And we sleep in the right hand side. And before we sleep, we make two rak'ah with the intention of tawbah. And it's recommended to sleep in a state of wudu, the maximum you can. And it's recommended to sit and said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 3 times, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ 3 times, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ 3 times this way. You know? And you blow like this. And after that, you touch yourself, mask all over your body the maximum you can. And as many dua you can read about before you're sleeping. One of the most important aspects before you sleep is to forgive everyone. Even the one who oppress you is a very beautiful thing. And if you oppress anyone by an eye, or by a tongue, or by the heart, go and ask him to forgive you. If you can't, make 2 rak'ah to ask Allah to forgive them, and you ask Allah to reward them. And ask Allah to forgive you and what you done, by the state of tongue, or state of eye, or state of the heart. Before you sleep, and otherwise you will be sleeping as an oppressor. And this one of the quality of the believer who go to paradise. The one who sleep and they have no any envy or jealousy or hate or anything toward anybody. Anybody, even the oppressor. And with the intention to get up for salah. Whatever Allah allow you to make salah. And the intention to make salatul fajr. And the intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you die as a Muslim if you die in a moment of sleep. Because how many people sleep and never wake up? And also, one of the sunnah is, before you sleep, to leave your well underneath your pillow, or to let somebody know where it is. And to always be prepared of death. Before you die, you sleep, you set intention in case you're going to meet Allah tonight. This is a quality of the believer. If you really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, all this talk, you should take it and start digest it. And think about it. And go back to your behavior and manner. And ask yourself, is me broken down my habit? And start acting according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah? Is me really cutting down my behavior, the way I conduct myself with other? Is me coming more humble to Allah? Is me easy going with anything going? Whatever food, alhamdulillah. All this I should really inculcate it in my heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us benefit about what we say and make it purely only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any question before I leave? Any concern? Go ahead. Oh, mashallah. Mashallah, may Allah reward you. Sister Shariza, mashallah, she reminded me by something very important. We not allowed to complain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he do not like food, he will eat little bit, tiny bit, and he give excuse. Finished. And said, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward you. But you do not complain. Complaining about the food is dangerous. Unless you're complaining of the intention to correct. And you do not say it in a complaining or a joking manner, no. Very bad. Because you're hurting the heart of other. And hurting the heart of other is more hated by Allah than the one who destroys the Kaaba in Mecca. You can say a word, you do not mean it. And you're hurting somebody's heart. At this moment, Allah hate you most than the one, he will break the Kaaba. You said, but I do not mean it. If you do not mean it, be careful. Because you can hurt in somebody's heart. And this is the quality of the believer. The quality of the believer, guarding his tongue. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the majority of people in hellfire of their own tongue. And this is why anyone really feel he has a problem with his tongue, do dhikr. And remember Allah and remember death all the time. And before you talk, ask, what is my intention? Why I'm going to say it? With what purpose? Is this will pleasing my wife? Will pleasing my so-and-so? Will pleasing so-and-so? It will please my husband? Or it will break their heart? If you feel it will promote them and they will be happy, say it. It can make them upset or sad or break their heart, don't say it. Believe it or not, today I believe as a Muslim ummah, we break our heart more than the kuffar, more than the disbeliever, of our tongue and our bad conduct with each other. MashaAllah, may Allah reward you for remind me. Because it's a very important topic. You can also attack somebody and oppress him just by eye. Just by eye. By one of the way, do not serve people in a halaqah. And do not serve kids drink. And if you're serving, serve a little bit. By this way, if they have an accident, it will be a small accident. Don't fill it up. Because always, no, I'm just, you see, don't forget, I'm just making notes for everybody. And we have to learn, once we get served, we finished. Especially kids. And otherwise, we make them make a mess all over, and after that we complain. We the one we're building the habit. They do not know. Go ahead. Forcing your guests to eat is no forcing in guests to eat. No forcing, no swearing. You ask gently and nicely. You like so and so? If he said, may Allah reward you, finished. Oh, please give me this, okay. Or he gives him nicely. And if he return it nicely, no problem. Is not insult, nothing wrong with it. Maybe they have a problem. Maybe they have a physical problem. Maybe they eat before. Maybe they have an excuse. We should not take a food as a big, you see? This is what's happening. Food become insult or not insult or a show. No. You did your job. The person eats, the person did not eat. You did your word. This sincerity. Because if you're doing it with the intention for Allah, you don't worry what happened to the person.